Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Welcome everyone in this morning to the Clay County Corner here from the historic Clay County Courthouse here in Salina, Tennessee, right here in downtown in the middle of it all on the square. And we've got some interesting guests with us this morning. Got a couple of coaches here, and we're also going to be talking about the trick-or-treat thing coming up here this Friday night and some other things going on here in the county. And we'll give a little rundown on last week's chili contest, and just got a bunch of stuff to talk about this morning, but right now we'll take a little drift away from here and do a little commercial work and be back here in a few minutes and ready to go with today's show with our first guest.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Prescription drug abuse is on the rise with our youth, and the consequences can be deadly. What's in your medicine cabinet? Learn how to keep your kids safe. Call Narcanon and find out how to prevent prescription drug abuse in your family. Call Narcanon, 877-413-3073. That's 877-413-3073. Or drugsknow.com.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Welcome back, everyone. We'd like to welcome everyone back here to the Clay County Corner on WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. We come to you live and in living color on your radio dial here every Thursday morning about 9 o'clock in the morning. And then there's a rebroadcast this afternoon about 6 o'clock. So if this one's real interesting, you want your neighbors to know what all went on here today, give them a call and tell them to tune in on the rebroadcast. But right now we've got a few things here to clean up a little bit and talk about a few minutes. Some events going on this weekend, here in a couple of weekends, the East 52 Volunteer Fire Department is having an open house. I think they're going to be showing off some improvements and stuff they made out there at the firehouse. And I think next week, the captain of the East 52 Fire Department, James Allen King, is going to be coming on to talk about that in depth a little bit more. And I'd also like to tell everyone that East 52 Volunteer Fire Department. They didn't win the first prize in the Josh Sellers Facebook contest, but they did win $10,000 on that. So congratulations to them, and thanks to everyone that liked and went online and did whatever they had to do to ensure this for the folks out there. And let's see, we've got some stuff coming up here in the county before long. Friday night, we have the trick-or-treat thing going on here in downtown Sonata around the square, and we'll have someone on here in a little bit to talk a little bit more about that, and we'll get a full rundown on that. And we'd like to invite everyone to come out and bring their young'uns out and satisfy their sweet tooth, get a bunch of candy. I know we've got some merchants setting up tables, and I think they're giving away some stuff, so look like we're going to have a big celebration Friday night. And look like the weather's going to be cooperative. It'll be a little nippy, but not bad. And let's see, look on down through here. We've got our Christmas Bazaar coming up now at the Community Center next month. And if you'd like to take part in that, give Lisa Thompson a call down at the County Mayor's office. And also here in December, we're getting ready for another Christmas at the courthouse. We've got our Christmas craft market coming up December the 6th. We'll begin that about 9 o'clock in the morning. And right now I think we have got about 10 or 11 craftsmen, artisans lined up. And we've got room for some more. We do have limited space here, but we still got some room. And table spaces are $10. And if you know of anyone that would like to participate and come out and set up a table, just tell them to give me a call at 931-243-3464, or they can send an email to courthouse at info-ed.com, and we'll get all the information down. But like I said, we've got quite a few people already signed up for that. And also, on December the 6th and the 13th, we're going to do an O. Henry Christmas presentation here upstairs in the courtroom, and we need actors for that. So we have anyone here that thinks maybe they are potential Academy Award winners here in the county, we'd like for you to come out next Tuesday night, October the 28th at 7 o'clock here at the courthouse, and you know, take a look at the two short stories we're doing. We're doing O. Henry's Gift to the Magi, and then a variation on the Cop and the Anthem. A couple of neat little Christmas-themed plays, and we do need some actors. We've got a few lined up, but we're still needing more. So we're going to have a casting call. So we need to get as many people out as we can. And our Christmas parade, I don't think we've got anything down in concrete on that yet. So as soon as we get some information on that, we will get it to you. And then one more thing we've got here before I get to my guests. They're both sitting over here just chomping at the bit wanting to talk about basketball. But last week we had our, I believe it was our sixth annual chili cook-off here on the square. And the winners were, in first place, the East Lake Cafe Group. And in second place was Dutch Craft. And third place was Brimstone Creek. And the People's Choice Award went to Dutch Craft also. And so we had a pretty good turnout. I know we had to reschedule from one Saturday till the next because of inclement weather, but pretty good turnout. And I think everyone that came by got plenty of chili and got them a commemorative bowl to take home with them, put with the other five they had. So it was a pretty good weekend again. But right now I've got a couple of coaches here. A couple of lady coaches, but one of them coaches young ladies, and the other one coaches young men. But we have the coaches from Salina K-8 Junior High. So right now, I think, Miss Coach Tia, I think you need to go first. You've got to get back to work before they know you're gone.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you want to give us a little rundown on, you could finish up telling us maybe how last year finished up, brag on yourself a little bit if you need to, or not yourself, your kids, I'm sorry. Well, the coaches don't do it. I mean, we just kind of open the door and let them in, don't we?
Yeah. We had a good season last year. We actually ended up in second place in the conference season and in the tournament. We ended up in the final four in the state tournament that we went to. Regular season, we ended up 13-3. So I'm hoping this year's season will be as successful as last year's. And we got off to a good start. We went to a play day last Saturday at Pickett County, and we played Pickett County, and we played Rickman, and both teams are good teams.
They're elite teams in
the
area.
They are. They're good teams, and we come away with two wins, and we actually scored a total of 116 points in both those contests. We beat each team by 20 points or more, so I was really impressed with them.
That's a pretty impressive start.
Yeah.
How many days practice did you have when you did that?
I had 6 days. I had 6 days of practice.
I know the volleyball had just ended, and
yes.
Of course, I think they had a fairly successful volleyball season this year.
They did.
And I know, I think probably three of your starters, maybe more actually, four of the starters were on the volleyball team. So
yes.
These are multifaceted young ladies, aren't they?
Yes. I'm proud of them. I've got 5 8th graders, and all 5 of my 8th graders currently start, except one of them has had a knee injury. Courtney Scott's had a knee injury, and one of my 7th graders, Lexi Kirk, has stepped up into her position and will be starting tonight in the first ball game to replace her.
And that is going to take place at?
We play at Red Bull and Springs tonight at 6 o'clock.
And that
our first game.
Okay, and what are you expecting this year?
I expect them, as long as they play hard and do what they've been taught to do, if we lose, we lose. But I don't see us losing very many games, but you know how it goes. You can get beat by any team on any given night if we don't show up and play our game.
I always say there's a 50-50 chance every night.
Yeah.
So somebody's going to lose.
Somebody's got to lose, yes. I'm hoping it's not us, but it may be.
I know practice in the fall, hard work.
Yes.
I know when I was coaching the players, they kind of dreaded it. They dreaded conditioning. They wanted to get a basketball out and get going. So you're right, getting ready to start that. And you want to give us a rundown on some of your players?
My 5 8th graders, they're in alphabetical order on my roster. It is Kenzie Arms, which is my daughter, Courtney Scott, Madison Short, Taylor Strong, Lainey Watson. And, of course, Kenzie and Taylor were two of my returning starters from last year. So I've got two starters that are returning. And the other three have stepped up to replace my three that I lost last year, and I lost three good players from last year. Yes.
And they will probably be playing quite a bit this year at the high school level.
Yes, all three of them went out for the high school team, yes.
Okay.
And I have 5 7th graders. They are Kama Johnson, Madison Key, Lexi Kirk, Asia Pippen, and Kendall Roberts. And all got 10 players. That's enough to play 5-on-5 every day. And
well, apparently we've lost connection with Clay County Corner, and hopefully they'll be back up momentarily.
We're back, everyone. Isn't that what Arnold said? And we're back. You remember where you were at when we left? We don't know exactly where we were at when we left.
I don't know if they got my 7th grader. I can start from there.
Yeah, I think they did, yeah. I think we made it where you were maybe going to talk about some of the players and kind of what you expect from them.
Do I need to start them all over again?
If you want to, yeah.
I've got 10 players on the team, 5 8th graders, 5 7th graders. The 8th graders are Kenzie Arms, Courtney Scott, Madison Short, Taylor Strong, Lainey Watson, and two of those, again, were returning starters from last year, which is Kenzie and Taylor. I've got 5 7th graders, Kama Johnson, Madison Key, Lexi Kirk, Asia Pippen, and Kendall Roberts, and 2 8th grade managers, Allie Smith and Elizabeth Spivey.
Let's talk about what we can expect from your starters. If you want to, just kind of go down the line there and talk about their strengths, their weaknesses. We'll give these kids a little publicity today.
Of course, Kenzie and Taylor, again, are returning starters from last year, and they have stepped up. Those two, including Madison Short, the tournament that we went to last Saturday, at halftime we had scored 34 points in one half, and those three girls had scored all 34 points. Madison is a big rebounder. She goes in there and really rebounds.
I think Madison probably has come along and really been surprising. I know she's a very athletic young lady, and she jumps well. She just looks athletic out there, and I know
she's kind of like my bulldozer.
She's still kind of rough around the edges, but I've got a feeling that these three young ladies are going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Lainey Watson. She played excellent defense. She was the reason that we got a lot of steals and led to a lot of layups, and I was really impressed with her. She as well has stepped up. Of course, my last 8th grader Courtney Scott had a knee injury and she couldn't play. But now Lexi Kirk stepped up also. She rebounded for me if we needed, because Pickett County double-teamed Kenzie, and when she would get the ball, she would, of course, pass it to Lexi, and Lexi could lay it up. And then all my seventh graders that went in, they did well. They shot shots. They were there when I needed them. So all 10 of my players did an excellent job Saturday.
Well, you know, as a coach, I always felt like, you know, maybe I needed me one seventh grader to slip in there. But maybe next year that would provide leadership next year. And I know Lexi also is one of these young ladies who has always been one of the larger members in her class. And it seemed like her body had gotten ahead of her actual physical and physiological development, but looked like now that she is, you know, her body is catching up, her muscles are beginning to develop, and looked like, you know, with her size and I think her ability is going to come along, she can be a force to be reckoned with in around the basket.
My seventh graders, if I can just get their nerves under control, they're still a little intimidated by my eighth graders. But once I get that under control, they should be, they all 10 are going to be excellent players.
Okay, let's take a little short commercial break. I don't know whether we got one in while we were off here a minute ago. We don't know what happened, but we had some type of technical difficulty. All of a sudden, our phone started beeping a busy signal, and I thought maybe there that maybe we hadn't had any storms or anything to knock any trees down across the phone lines, but we're back, and hopefully we won't have any problems here in the next until we get our hour finished out. And we'll take a short commercial break, and we'll be back and let you wind up and talk about the, if you want to, about the upcoming schedule. And then we will have the coach of the junior high boys on.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're here at the historic Clay County Courthouse here in the corner. We've got the fireplace on this morning. You may be able to hear it a humming in the background on the microphone. It's pretty close to the fireplace, but had to warm it up a little bit this morning. Now, I didn't notice any frost on the pumpkin over here this morning. I know the Nashville weather stations were saying we'd probably have some frost, maybe a little freeze, but I didn't notice anything. But decided we might ought to turn a little heat on. Before we get to our next guest, I want to remind everyone about the Birthday and Anniversary Club here on the Clay County Corner on Thursday morning, sponsored by the Salina DQ. We give away a cake every Thursday morning. We have a little drawing here in a minute. We've got about, look like 10 birthdays, 10, 11 birthday and anniversary things today, and we will get to those here toward the end of the program. I want to remind everyone to call in now, 243-5574, and you will get an answering machine, and make sure, once again, as I've said before, to speak slowly, clearly, and wait just a few seconds before you start talking. Let the machine get cranked up and going before you start talking, and so we can get all these names and get them correct. And I know this morning I had a couple that we couldn't really decipher real good, but we'll make a stab at it. And if we miss it, feel free to correct us, and because you know the name. And so we'll get to that here in a few minutes, and we'll remind everyone, be sure to go out by the Dairy Queen, patronize those folks, and patronize and do business with all of our folks here in town. I know we have a number that advertise here on this, and that's what keeps us on the air and keeps us going. So, go by and see those folks.
Well, apparently we've lost connection with Clay County Corner, and hopefully they'll be back up momentarily.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold
I want to
day.
Be a football
I want
stadium.
To be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Welcome back, everyone. We don't know what's going on this morning, but we are having some technical difficulties, and we'll continue on. And if occasionally you hear music in the background, that's because our problem has erupted and raised its angry head again on us. Look like the gods of the radio waves are against us this morning, but we will carry on, and hopefully we'll get this show in and get it complete without any more interruptions. Also, one other thing before we get to Coach Kimes here is I want to remind everyone that the Halloween Carnival out at Salina K-8, it's a big annual event every year. They fill that place up every year with fun and games and giveaways and just all kinds of stuff going on. And it's going from 4 to 7 this year with the auction, the auction of all of the donated goods, materials, baskets, all those things that all the classes and the classrooms put together. That auction will begin at 7 o'clock. And I know in the past there have been some good prizes in there. May not be real good prizes this year, but Titan tickets and UT tickets, things like that, food, big country hams, just all kinds of stuff in those baskets that they auction off out there. And this is, I guess, their major fundraiser for the year, and it has been for a number of years. So we want to especially tell everyone that, to get out and go out to Salina K-8 on Saturday afternoon and stay for the full time and spend some money and help Salina K-8 school out. Right now, Coach Tia had to leave. She had to run back, but Coach Kimes has slipped over, and she's going to talk about the boys' basketball out there. And have you coached the junior high boys before one year? I know you have the girls, but it's getting hard to get continuity in coaches in junior high anymore. It looks like Coach Tia is in for a little while, but it's hard to keep junior high boys and in the past girls basketball coaches. It seemed like every couple of years it changes, and that's not good. But Maybe you can stay a year or two.
Well, I'm going to give it a try, but no, I have never coached junior high boys, but of course I've had the girls for 20-something years, but there is a little difference, not a big difference.
Well, the boys usually don't cry when they win or lose.
No.
And sometimes girls do that. They get tender-hearted on you, and they'll cry a little bit whether they win or lose.
Yeah, I found that out, early, but the boys... It's a faster game with the boys, and I like that. But I've got a real good group, and they're working really hard.
And best I remember, some pretty good seventh graders last year when I watched them last year that are now eighth graders.
I've got eight eighth graders. Three of them were starters last year. Of course, we lost some pretty good players. Seth Ogletree's at the high school. We lost him. But the eight of them that we have, and then we have five seventh graders, so 13 players.
You want to tell us who those 13 are?
I will. Sage Tiernan, these are eighth graders, B.J. Emerton, Heath Kime, Clark Donaldson, Mason Smith, Ben Bailey, Tyler Cox, Kel McBride, and then we got our seventh graders, Mason Sharp, Matt White, Will Ogletree, Stephen Webb, and Wesley Walker. Then I have my managers, Colton Thompson, assistant coach this year. I've got Jennifer McLaughlin, which she played ball for me back in junior high and played in high school. And Brett White is helping us a little bit this year.
So you've got some backup there.
I got backup. I always like backup.
I know last year was another one of those transition years where a new coach came in. We lost quite a few good ball players from the year before, but as you said, last year they did have Seth Ogletree, and Seth is one of the better all-around athletes we've had here in a little while, and it will be hard to replace him, but I think with the best I remember from the balance you've got coming back, and you've got some speed and quickness, and I watched the kids a couple of times this summer, playing some of the summer leagues things, and look like they have matured a little bit. They're getting a little bit more muscular and growing a little bit, so... what are you looking forward to this year? What style of game are you going to be playing?
Well, we are going to try to move it as fast as we can. I like to press. We press, and, of course, hopefully can get some easy baskets off of that. We do have some real good athletes. Some of these boys played football, and I've only had them like 2 weeks. And then fall break came, and we didn't get to practice, but... they've really been working hard, and the ones that didn't play football, we've been running since early September and conditioning some with the high school. And actually, Coach Edwards brought some of his high school boys down. We played against them Tuesday, and I thought we'd done well, considering we're, smaller than them.
But, it's amazing that, like we said just a minute ago, the physical maturity that 1 year makes from eighth grade to freshman in high school, just amazing how much stronger those players are than those eighth grade players.
Oh, yeah. I can already tell a big difference from last year, these boys, Of course, now, most of these boys play travel, AAU travel ball, and we've had some good success, and they played seven tournaments this summer. Most of these boys play together, and that's really helped them. The more you play, the better you're going to be.
And I know there was a little, a fall league down at Hermitage Springs, and I don't think they played together, but they were playing some of them against each other, maybe. And
yeah, a lot of them didn't get to play because of football, but the ones that did, we had 6 weeks of that, I guess.
I believe it was.
That was a good program. I enjoyed it.
Well, there's nothing like going out and playing. And I know being around different coaches makes a little bit of difference. Different coaches have different ideas about the way things do. Sometimes that can be a problem, but with kids that age, when they learn something new, they will practice, and, there's not a whole lot of wrong things you can tell a kid at that age.
Yeah. Coach Edwards has been a lot of help. He's been down and helped us a little bit with some offense, things that they run in high school. Of course, that'll only help them for next year when they move up. And, I always
I'm the one, I like to ask people. I mean, it don't bother me to ask the coach, you know, help me do some things. And because, you know, I'm, of course, with boys, it's a little bit different. And so I'm excited, and I think they're excited, and we'll be cranked up tonight, I hope.
Maybe you will. That's at Red Bowling Springs tonight?
Red Bowling actually beat us one regular season game last year over there. I think it was 4 or 5 points. So we're hoping to get a win over there.
Yeah, I mean, that used to be the traditional start. They used to have a little introductory classic or term of something. In like 6 or 8 different schools, but I think that's kind of gone by the way now, and they're not doing that anymore. This is a regular game.
Conference
game. And then the conference that you're in is the
Is
it Cumberland Rim?
Cumberland Rim Conference Tournament that we'll have in January.
And it there's how many teams are in that now?
We got Westmoreland, Macon, us, Red Bowling, Jackson. Did I say Trousel?
No,
Trousel. That's all.
And if you listen to some of those names, Macon County is a big AA school, and actually if they were going by junior high, it would be a triple, or even if they had it, a 4A school, because I think they've got, 800 to 1,000 kids down there maybe in 7th and 8th grade. And, of course, Westmoreland also is a class up from us.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's tough competition, tough competition.
I've told the boys, I said, now listen, this conference tournament's a big deal. I mean, we won it with the girls some, and I think the boys have too. But it's been a while because Macon sort of dominated.
Yeah. With the numbers they have, and they've had some good athletes down there the past few years. I know at Red Bull and then at Macon County, a couple of our Clay County boys have been kind of thorns in our sides there for a few years. Since they moved off and left us, but
the way it goes.
Yeah, we carry on, and we're pretty successful here. And I know you mentioned that Coach Edwards comes down, and you know sometimes junior high coaches sometimes get all engrossed in what they're doing and forget what their main job, of course, as you know, is to get kids ready for Coach Edwards and Coach Sims down at the high school. I mean, that's what your ultimate goal. Of course, you'd like a game, mm-hmm. but your ultimate goal is to have some kids ready for them when they lose them, their seniors down there.
Well, I mean, I tried to do that with girls, you know, for all those years, and I thought we sent them some pretty good high school players, and that's the main thing. You want them to get better, and you want to have a successful career in whatever they do.
Right, and I know when I was a high school coach years and years ago, you know, I would go watch the junior high teams play, and in my mind, you know, you start thinking, you know, this kid's in seventh grade now, and so many years he's going to be here, and, you know, what am I going to need then? What does he need to know when he gets here and that type thing? And you know, you've got to start planning, especially in single A school where you don't get to go out and hold an annual draft and pick whoever you want. You've got to plan ahead and you know, be planning 2 or 3 years down the road, especially in single A ball like we are around here.
Yeah, you mentioned coaches changing. You know, a lot of people's not getting into coaching as much, and I really hadn't thought about coaching again, but opportunity came, so I went ahead and jumped in there. And I want to give it my all. You know, that's what I try to do.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be back just in a minute. We'll let you run down the schedule this year, who you're playing, and maybe some of the earlier dates. I probably don't need to go through all of it, maybe through half of it there, and talk about the teams you're playing. And I know there's some, if it's like normal, there's some pretty tough teams on there. But we'll be back just in a minute.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have sent children into fits of rage.
I am responsible for a child's speech impediment.
I am the reason a child can't read.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home was built before 1978, log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back, everyone. We didn't have too much of an interruption that time, so we're home free from here on out. We'd like to welcome you back here on WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. Like I said, we come to you every Thursday morning, and if you're listening, tell your neighbors and have them to tune in on 101.5 and catch up on what's going on here in the county. Right now, I've got Coach Sharon Kimes here still with me a few more minutes, and she's going to talk about maybe some of her players for a few minutes. So, Sharon, if you would.
Okay. My five starters, I guess, Sage Tiernan. He's a very athletic eighth grader. He played some last year and really, really improved in every practice. Jumps well, rebounds well. And then B.J. Emerton, probably the most athletic one probably in the eighth grade. He's jumps and rebounds and can take it down the floor and do a lot of things. He's very athletic. Heath Kimes, he's our point guard. He has to run the show, and that's a hard job. He started last year. B.J. started last year, too, Heath and B.J., and we're looking for him to do a lot of good things, hopefully, this year and make good decisions. Ben Bailey, he started some last year. He's an eighth grader. He's small, but he's a great shooter, real good shooter. If you leave him open, he will shoot it. The other starter is a seventh grader, probably Will Ogletree. Will's improving. He just come out of football, so he's a little bit still into football, but good ball handler and pretty good defensive player. I'll have to say that about him. Subs that'll help us off the bench. Clark Donaldson's working really hard. I think he's going to be the one to do all the messy work, you know, get the rebounds and come in and help us when we get in foul trouble. Mason Sharp, he'll probably play quite a bit. He's a real good shooter. Of course, his mom was a real good player, and he's a really smart player. These other boys will come in. Mason Smith, he'll probably sub in some. And I got Tyler Cox. He's an eighth grader, never played before. He just moved in from Allen. He's trying to learn the game, and hopefully, you know, he can come in and help us a little bit. And we got Kel McBride. He's not played any basketball much either. He's mostly a football player, but he'll be coming in probably and helping us some. Matt White, Stephen Webb, and Wesley Walker are the others, and hopefully they can come in and give us some minutes too.
Okay. Looking down your schedule, like I said, remember tonight at 6 o'clock at Red Bowling, looking down, who do you think maybe, you know, outside of your conference, we've kind of talked about them, might be the toughest game that you play?
Well, now, Hermitage Springs will be very good, very good team. They beat us at camp this summer. We went to camp. They were really the only team to beat us.
So that's a good sign, because Hermitage Springs and Slonic, they do go to Clay County High School, don't they?
They better, because they've got some good athletes, and I think in the future we should be okay with boys basketball if they come here and we all stay healthy.
What about, are we playing any of the Overton County schools anymore, like Livingston Middle School, I think? We played them in the past.
We got Livingston Middle. That's October 30th. That's at home. Hermitage Springs is Monday night. That's at home. And then we have Allen. That's on down the road, November 21st. And they're a big team.
Well, Coach Kimes, I know you're really looking forward to this year, and I'm kind of looking forward. I'm going to try to get out and watch as many games as I can. And it's always fun to watch players at this age, boys and girls, participate in basketball. Of course, basketball has been a part of my life for a long time, and it's still fun to go watch. And I appreciate you guys coming by this morning. Tell Coach Arms that we appreciate having her here, and we'll get a little maybe end-of-season run down here when we're talking about championships maybe then. And don't want to put any pressure on you or anything, but that's kind of what we expect, isn't it?
Well, I'm expecting it, and I'm hoping the boys expect it, too. Thank you for having me.
All right. It's been a pleasure having you here, and right now we'll take a little shortcut back here just in a few minutes with our final guest of the day, and then we'll get into the birthday and anniversary club here the last few minutes. But right now we do need to take a short commercial break.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina. As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're still here at the courthouse, even though we have lost contact a couple of times. Been zapped up by aliens from outer space or anything. We're still and right now I've got Kathy Merritt. Going to be talking, I guess, about a couple of things. I know, especially maybe tonight, isn't it?
Tomorrow night.
What's going on tomorrow?
Tomorrow night, our first annual Trick Salina event. We are hosting this for the children of our community.
Well, apparently we've lost connection with Clay County Corner, and hopefully they'll be back up momentarily.
Prescription drug abuse is on the rise with our youth, and the consequences can be deadly. What's in your medicine cabinet? Learn how to keep your kids safe. Call Narconon and find out how to prevent prescription drug abuse in your family. Call Narconon, 877-413-3073. That's 877-413-3073. Or drugsknow.com.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Maybe I should say, beam me up, Scotty. I don't know what's going on.
No kidding. Well, it's obvious, Thomas, that the aliens, the goblins, they're showing up early. They're not going to wait until 6 o'clock tomorrow evening.
So let's go ahead.
Okay, real quickly, 6 to 8 o'clock tomorrow evening, downtown Salina. Our merchants downtown, as well as merchants from the outlying areas here in Salina, are going to gather down here on the square and up East Lake Avenue, and we will be set up so that the kids can come downtown dressed up and trick-or-treat us. They can also enjoy the spooky music down here on the square. I understand you might have a ghost story or two that you're going to share with the kids.
Well, if they can get by looking at me and not get scared just looking at me,
oh,
maybe they can.
I don't think that'll be a problem. We are going to have a costume contest. Very important for all of the parents to know that for the children who want to enter the costume contest, there will be a table set up here at the courthouse, and they must be registered no later than 7:30. The contest will start about 10 minutes after 8. And we also would ask, since this is a two-hour event, it starts at 6 o'clock. Most of the merchants close at 5. And the chief of police will be closing off the streets starting at 5 o'clock. But I would ask the parents, as excited as the kids are, to kind of hold them back a little bit. Let's not start this until 6 o'clock because the merchants only have 1 hour to close their businesses and get set up and get ready. So we would ask that they wait until 6 o'clock and that they would park in the outlying areas from downtown, the bank parking lots and the post office and things like that.
Who all is participating right off the top of your head?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, you have pretty much all of the downtown merchants with the exception of a few. We're excited. Rite Aid gave corporate approval for their folks to come and participate. Dairy Queen's going to be here. Scott's Best Way. The Sheriff's Department's going to be here. The Mayor's Office. Dale Reagan, our county mayor, is going to participate. Salina Lumber. There are just so many. It's exciting.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Anytime we get activity around the square here, I know the hustle and bustle of last weekend was great with the chili cook-off. And, you know, if we can get something going on, we'd like to have something every weekend going on.
We would love to have something every weekend. And the one thing that excites us the most about this event is it's totally, completely for the kids. Everything is free. It's a not-for-profit event. And so nobody will be selling anything. It's just all about the kids.
That's what we're looking for.
Sure.
And I know the Merchants Association is something that you're working on right
yes.
now. And I know you have some members. And the merchant, are you looking in your Merchants Association, are we looking countywide or just within the Salina proper area?
We would not be opposed to having anyone in Clay County. I mean, obviously, you know, the more folks that we have to work together, the stronger we are. We just basically started with the downtown Salina area. You always have to start someplace. And so it really just kind of grew out of some of us merchants getting together and sharing ideas and realizing that there's power in numbers, and we can get greater recognition. We have access to grant monies for advertising, things like that. We're actually just getting ready to put in a 2-page ad, which has not been done before, in the Del Hollow Lake Guide for next year. So we're going to have 16 merchants plastered across that lake guide, which I think is going to be awesome for Salina and Clay County.
Well, I know sometimes, you know, those of us that have been here for a long time, sometimes, you know, you get a little battle weary, I guess, of fighting the battles, and some new blood comes in, and with all the excitement, and I think I told everyone, I think Melissa over at Anna's Attic is on one end of this street,
yes,
basically, and you're on the other end,
yes,
and you're creating commotion between the two of you and all
it's
around.
True.
And I know that, of course, we're getting ready to start our Christmas celebration,
yes,
downtown, and I know that you've graciously going to help us with that a little bit, and I know Melissa is, and we've got some other, we've got a great committee here in the courthouse, and we always welcome help of any kind that we can get. And I have a problem doing that. I want to remind everyone again that we're going to meet next Tuesday night, the 28th, at 7 o'clock here in the courthouse, and we're going to talk about an O. Henry Christmas plays, and we do need actors for that, so give us a little plug for that. And I know we're all looking forward to tomorrow night, and this is going to be a great event for the kids, and it's going to be a safe event. They're not going to have to be out walking up and down different streets, and there's going to be just all kinds of candy and tables set up for giveaways for all these kids. And I'm sure, I don't know whether some people are using the car trunk thing or it's just going to be coming all off the tables, but I'm looking forward to see how this works out.
Well, thank you. We are too, and it is going to be a safe event. The police department's in with us on this. The fire department will be out there tomorrow passing out information on fire safety, and it will be informative and fun, and hopefully something that will grow year after year.
And I know we talked once before, and you were a couple of weeks ago, about the old drawing downtown on,
yes,
the square on Saturdays. I think that it used to be the highlight. You know, it didn't take a whole lot to excite us when we were younger.
Well, that's okay. I think folks still would love to see that come back, and that's something we are working on. And again, we're just having a good time throwing all these ideas out there and trying to figure out what we can do for this wonderful little community we have.
You know, we do have lots of people that are willing to work. We just, you know, we get them all directed in the right direction. I know the shop owners around the square here are some of the hardest working folks that we've got.
Yes, that's true.
And, you know, we, of course, we don't have a lot of various kinds of businesses around the square anymore, but it seems like we're getting into going to be maybe an antique center, and that's great. And Kathy, it's been a pleasure having you here, and I've got a few minutes to get in the birthday and anniversary
club. Okay, thank you, Thomas, for having me. I appreciate it.
And we're going to get into that. You can stay here with me and listen,
okay,
if you'd like.
Sure.
And we have got, look like we've got about 10 or 11 here on our birthday and anniversary list for today. Some of them we didn't get well wishes or anything. We just got names. Celebrating within the last week a birthday, Leah Craighead, who lives over in the Bowles community here in the edge of the county, and also Rosalie Wilmoth. And we had a couple of calls on Rosalie. Nola Cherry, her sister, called in, wanted to wish her, I think it's her 77th birthday. And also the Arms girls, the Likings girl called in, I think Dolores and Barbara Ann called in also to wish her a happy birthday. So we'd like to wish her a happy 77th birthday. And then Barbara Lankford, her cousin Sandy called in to wish her a happy birthday. And Nadia Tays, who's going to be 7, from her nanny and pa and her mom and dad, wishing her a happy birthday. And Eden Eskew, first birthday. That's always a big one. I can't remember much about my first birthday, but I'm sure it was a good one. And that was from Granny Brenda. And I had one that I couldn't make out all of the names on there, but I do know that I think Melissa White is celebrating a birthday, and the Paul Whites are celebrating an anniversary. And Carol over at the Dollar General was wished a happy birthday. I'd say that was probably from a coworker. And Artie Ashlock, who is celebrating her 80th birthday on October the 21st, and that was from Sheila and Shirley and other families. Definitely like to wish her a happy birthday on this great milestone that she's reached. And also we have Stephen Arms, who is celebrating a birthday, and I believe yesterday Brady Daly celebrated a birthday. And we would like to wish all of these folks a very, very happy birthday. And the winner this week of our birthday and anniversary cake is Nadia Tays. So we'll have a coupon for her over at the Chamber, and go by and pick that up, and then go by the Dairy Queen and pick up a great big old birthday cake. And I guess it's about time to close this joint down again for another week. And before we go, of course, we always want to say, may the good Lord bless you, keep you till we meet again. And we will meet again next week here at 9 o'clock from the historic Clay County Courthouse. And until then, good day.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.